Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
When you listen to today's show, you'll know there's a lot of drama about a Willy costume and it's still in studio and still causing problems even though the show is over. Dave?
We got it.
You got it?
We got it sorted, but like, mother God, I fucking hate this thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. This is why I hate dressing up for anything.
I hate dressing up.
It's always sweaty. It's always plasticky. Or it's always face paint that you want to just scratch off your cheek. I'm just not a fan.
You women do makeup every day.
Honestly, same. As soon as I said...
To me, it's just face paint.
Face paint.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I suppose you're right, in a way. And I'm lathered in fake tan. I stink as well. I couldn't put that Willy costume next nor near me. It would look like it has some kind of a serious problem.
Sorry. A zip was broken on the Willy costume, right? And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go to Zip Yard. Instead of going to the Zip Yard and paying 50 quid, I fixed it.
Yeah, you're left.
I fixed a zip.
Imagine.
That's actually a huge achievement in today's world.
Imagine.
They're famously shite.
Going to Zip Yard with
it's
that
a Willy
as well.
I'm
trying
get
to
a giggle
explain
off
that.
It. It'd be funny.
We did this the other day. Someone isn't in the studio because they've gone to the bathroom. I think it was you were gone and we did the podcast.
Mm.
Because the bathrooms at the minute are so far away.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
They're miles and miles and miles.
Down on the third floor, like, it's not that bad. I've been to restaurants where they're actually closed.
Weatherspoons.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes, though, when you do, and like, there's certain jobs as well, like, I always think, what if you're a surgeon performing really serious surgery, but you just need to do a poo? Like,
why did you have to say that? Why couldn't you just say, go to the bathroom?
Because I think you can hold in a wee easier than you can hold in a poo.
No, opposite.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
I can clench way better than I can.
I can hold a wee for days. I could hold a wee.
Oh,
like,
no.
A long
no, actually,
forever.
No, that's true. As soon as I get the urge for a number two, I'm done for.
I just get so scared.
I get the gurgly tummy.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
These are disgusting. Fiona, the classy one back.
Fiona loves talking about bowel movements.
Everybody poops.
No, women don't.
Yeah, women don't. You know what I used to always say when I was growing up, when our teenage lad friends would be like, oh, you farted, oh, you pooed, or whatever, because lame. We used to always say, girls don't poo till they're 30, and now I'm 32. And sometimes I think, I wonder, do those boys know that we poo now?
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
It's Thursday. Yay.
Ooh.
It's hag day.
Oh, woo-hoo. This is great.
I'm very excited.
I'm off next week as well.
Oh, oh would you stop?
There was actually no need for that. No, there was
we're
no
happy.
Need for that.
Why do you have to take
oh,
us would down?
You, are you going
to
be unhappy that I'm away?
Well, we're just going to be thinking of you having a good time. And
they're
be
going to my favourite place in the whole world that I've been to once. New York.
Would
love you. So lucky. I know you're going over with your girlfriend Pippa and she's on my mind this morning because I know she works in Peor, and mm-hmm. I have to say she and everyone must aspire to the Peor of Temu.
Why?
Temu. Oh, yeah.
Over the last week, I'm getting spammed so hard. Everyone gets spammed from Temu, right?
Yeah,
like you can't search for anything without them taking up your whole
the first
Google
thing that comes
search.
Up. Yeah.
They're all over the SEO or whatever
it is.
I
hate when you look for something like anything, a phone case, like honestly, anything for anyone, and it's just boom, Temu. And you're like,
everywhere.
How did you know that's exactly what I wanted? But I know I don't want that.
Mm. Yeah, I know. And sometimes you get like, the big one for me is Instagram ads. Like at the moment,
yeah.
I've actually counted every third click through a story is an Instagram ad these days.
My God.
You get two stories and an ad.
Shocking.
And it's Temu. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, cool. Look at that rocking chair I don't need or have space for. That's so pretty. And it's so cheap. Oh, it's Temu. I don't know why. Just because they spam me so much, I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, find it there, like, not trustworthy or something.
I know I'm a vintage girly now, but like, I'm not a champion of staying away from fast fashion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I use Amazon and stuff. Like, I know.
I don't trust
everything in moderation.
I don't trust Instagram ads. Like, any company that does Instagram ads, it's like I can never actually, I never recognize the name. Yeah. So, apart from Timu, to be honest.
Exactly. You've never heard anyone talk about it outside. It's always like, and it's like, no, girls, this makeup palette is unreal.
Yeah, it's like,
and
it's bristles. Like, and it's like these brand new Air Force Ones. And you're like, I don't trust you, bristles.
Yeah, yeah. Bristles, you're not going to be entering my wardrobe.
When you actually click through, it's from some American website that has no reviews. It's
yeah.
Dodgy. But over the last few days, because I've gone through this and I'm like, Timu, I need you to just leave me alone now. Yeah. Give me a break. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to block them. So I blocked Shop Timu.
Okay.
Is that right?
Next day, Timu UK is all over my face.
Oh, no way.
Then Timu Ireland. I'm in my blocked account right now. No. I've blocked Timu Ireland. Next thing that comes through, Timu. Then Timu AU. Then Timu Croatia.
You're joking.
What?
Timu Europe. Timu Poland and Timu France have all been blocked by me over the last 3 days.
Oh my God.
And I guarantee you, Timu Slovakia
Timu Bratislava is coming
right up there.
Oh God, we're going to be in a Netflix documentary, aren't we?
What do you mean?
No, I just mean like that's real dodgy. Why are they like, how, if you blocked one from one country, why is it showing you the French one?
Yeah, that's actually
it's just
scary.
Like, you're getting Timu'd whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's very Black Mirror. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Is your number one hit music station.
We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're good this morning.
Hope
morning.
You are well indeed. It's been a big week for anyone who loves a bit of an internet deep dive, a bit of a rabbit hole on Reddit, and just a bit of a,
Do you know what? It's been such a busy week with stuff in the evenings. Do you ever be like, I can't wait for a phone in bed night?
Oh God, yeah.
I just want to get into bed at 8 o'clock and just doom scroll for 3 hours. Haven't had a chance in a week.
That's tough going.
Really miss it.
The internet's been great the past week. And I know
it's really come into its own.
It really has. It's taken a few years, but I feel like the internet now knows itself.
Yeah, we got there.
I think we are. Unfortunately, I don't think it's content you enjoy, Emma, because it is a lot Taylor Swift based.
Okay. No, I kind of do enjoy what's going on at the moment in terms of like...
In terms of everyone hates her.
No. Just fair critiquing of the biggest star in the world.
It's very fair critique. The Swifties are scrambling to find reasons for this album to make sense.
I thought this as well, right? I thought that Swifties were divided and were kind of saying, oh, you know, it's crap album and it's not written very well or whatever. Until I like spoke to some Swifties and they're like, it's not my favourite album, but it's grand.
Yeah, see, that's like the, you know, far normal end
the
of the
normal
spectrum.
End of the spectrum.
Whereas some people are like, it's performance art. She's deliberately brought out this crap album because it's number 12 and next is 13, which is Taylor's favourite number, and she's going to completely reinvent herself and we're going to realise that this whole album was a joke.
Oh my God.
And we were all meant to hate. Do you know what I mean? People are trying to explain it away however
they're
going
to jump from iOS 6 to iOS 7.
It seems that Taylor Swift knows better than this album though. Like to put out, say, even the imagery and stuff beforehand that does not like team up with what listeners get when they listen to that album at all. I don't know, I feel like she's maybe there is something more to it because it doesn't add up.
That's what most diehard Swifties are saying. Oh. They're like, this can't be it, like she can't be this terrible.
If I released something or like did a show or something and someone was like, no, that was so bad that he did that on
purpose.
He's joking.
He's being ironic.
Oh my God.
it's very offensive. But another reason that she's kind of getting a bit of healthy critique is because obviously Taylor Swift has a lot of young fans who are going to run out and buy anything she sells. And since announcing this album back in August, she has brought out a total of 27 versions of The Life of a Showgirl on across...
27?
Yeah.
Since Friday?
Yeah, well, pretty much. Like, when she announced it back in August,
Oh my God.
But, like, it would be, like, limited edition, go quick, this one's only available for 24 hours, and this one comes with, like, an orange sparkly cardigan that'll give you a rash, and this one comes with, like, an orange sparkly box that you can keep under your bed.
It'll give you a rash.
Yeah, they'll all give you a rash. They're cassettes, they're CDs, they're vinyls, they're what have you. And people are saying, like, all that she's big for these days is, like, you know, consumerism. She's not actually big for the music and, you know, she's getting slated a bit for that
as
well.
So 27, right.
It's absolutely insane. Like, that's the reason this album has had 2.7 million sales in the first 24 hours alone. Because there's, like, a million versions to buy. And people are, like, one fan is buying 27. But I thought...
That's actually a very interesting point.
It is. So, I say it is, as I made it myself. So I was thinking, because I'm probably maybe a bit more up to date with the many versions, that I could do a little real or fake, is this a version of the new Taylor Swift album or not? Okay. So, first up... The Life of a Showgirl, Get Thee to a Nunnery edition, brackets, Gothic Water Lily Chrome vinyl.
If that's not not fake, then God knows what's ahead of us.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real. That one was fake.
Oh, what?
That was a shout out to Hamlet in reference to her first song, The Life of Ophelia. Thank you, Leaving Cert English. Okay, next up, The Life of a Showgirl, The Tiny Bubbles in Champagne edition, brackets, Under Bright Lights Pearlescent Vinyl.
Surely not, but go on. Yeah, it's real, is it?
That one's real.
Wow.
The Life of a Showgirl, The Crowd is Your King edition, brackets, Summertime Spritz, Pink Shimmer Vinyl, Target exclusive.
Yes, it's real.
It's probably real,
that
is it,
one
Fiona?
Is unfortunately real.
That sounds so cheap, man.
I know, it's like, okay, I partnered up
with
Target
for my
art.
What's the difference between these things?
They're like a different colour. They all have the same, they might have like an acoustic version of something.
And what, they're all vinyls? Like?
Yeah, some are cassettes, some are CDs. Okay, next up, The Life of a Showgirl, Travis Rescue Mission, brackets, Kansas City Chief Helmet Sheen edition vinyl.
That's definitely not real.
That one's fake. What's, that was just some fun for me.
What's cassette? Is that like a tape? Like?
Yeah, yeah.
Has players for them.
Yeah, who has players?
I know, but I suppose like the vinyl thing has gotten so big, people are up for like the next unique thing. So they're like, I don't have a vinyl, I have a cassette, you know?
Right.
Okay, next up, The Life of a Showgirl, Sweat and Vanilla Perfume Portofino Orange Glitter Vinyl.
Yeah, go on.
I don't think it's real.
Well, that one is real.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Next, The Life of a Showgirl, Baby That Show Business Edition, brackets, Lovely Bouquet, Golden Vinyl.
Yeah, go on. It's real, I'd say, is it, Fee?
That one is real.
Yeah, God, there's a lot going on there. I think some of those descriptions are even,
I'm confused.
They're just words. I don't jumble.
But you get free something with every one of them, do you?
No, some of them you do, and they're really expensive.
But some of them are a different colour.
Yeah, some of them are a different colour, and some of them are shiny.
Well, I will say, some of the descriptions there are probably better than some of the lyrics and some of the songs.
Well, you didn't tell me they were shiny.
Oh, so now you're getting them.
Ooh.
Fully charged.
Recharged.
Hope you're well this morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Good. Guys, I went to theatre last night.
Oh, the theatre.
Wow, yeah.
You're such a relatable queen.
I know. So cultured. I know. Culture. Supporting the arts, Dave. You know, you have supporting the arts.
Fair enough.
Basically, earlier in the week on the show, I told you that last Friday I went to Nutgrove Cinema.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to see One Battle After Another, the new Leonardo DiCaprio
film. I still need to see that.
Oh, God.
So do you, actually.
Yeah.
She went and she just walked around the cinema.
Got her steps in.
Dave thinks I have ADHD, and I think he's probably right, but as you said, it takes so long to get a diagnosis. I don't know.
What's the point? Like?
Yeah. I just find it so hard to sit still. And I feel like it's only been a thing the last like maybe 6 or 7 years.
As a
teenager, I don't think I had this problem going to the cinema or anything. I could just chill and I was very happy.
Well,
popcorn.
Do you know what that means? Maybe films were better back then.
Well, maybe they were, Fiona.
And I'm going to say it, Leo, if you're listening.
No, there's no doubt about it. That film is, I think, very widely praised and is doing very well in the box office and all the rest. But it's too long.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours and 50 minutes.
There's no reason for that.
I was proud of myself for not falling asleep.
I can't remember the last time a Leonardo DiCaprio like movie was less than 2 hours.
I know, they're always super long.
Oh, so he just insists on it.
I think he says, yeah, look, I'm going to sit them down now for 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if they're lucky.
You need to come and stare at
like
me.
Like The Revenant and then like Wolf of Wall Street. You're all
that
talking about 3 hours.
At least
like,
The Wolf of Wall Street was a bit of razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, it was.
In The Revenant, he was living inside of a bear.
Yeah.
I got quite a lot of slack on Monday, fair enough. People were saying, like, I can't believe you left the cinema after an hour and a half. And I did. I just can't. I need to go back and maybe, like, if it starts at 9 o'clock, go back at 9:30.
You need a part two. You need, like, what's that thing called in the middle? You need
an interval. That would actually be a good idea for a film like that.
And I remember when I was a kid going to see something in the cinema. I don't know if it was a Shrek, one of the Shreks or something as a kid, but there was an interval.
No. Right.
That used to be a thing.
That's probably like
that.
A sensory showing. That's actually what you should do. You should go to a sensory showing.
I should go to a sensory showing.
Yeah.
But basically, this is one of the reasons you kind of mentioned it, nail on the head, as to why I think I belong in the theatre. And I think in terms of a musical as well. Last night, and sometimes I go to any kind of a show, even a gig, to be honest. And I'm like, I need to go for a walk. I just can't.
Yeah.
I sat through 2.5 hours of that show last night.
Wow.
And enjoyed every last second of it. Now, it was called The Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's on in the board. Gosh, I would highly recommend. Normally with musicals, I'm like, can you not just say what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
No, spit it out.
It's so
they're
funny.
Very much
I've been to multiple musicals with Emma sitting right beside me, and as soon as the music starts, they say, Emma just goes, oh, for God's sake.
How do you not see it coming? You're going to a musical.
As soon as the music starts, she's like, oh, come
I
here.
Thought this one would be different.
But you know, when you're like,
even the Lion King, she's like, oh, for God's sake, shut up.
I'm like, are you not just spit it out? What do you want to say? Why do you have to sing it for 3.5 minutes? Get on with it.
I get you.
But no, the soundtrack, I honestly said to producer Colm, who was there last night, I was like, I would listen to that soundtrack. I know that you said, Fiona, you're a big fan of soundtracks on long journeys.
Yeah. No, it's great for a long drive.
You know what it gave me the vibe of? The Sound of Music.
Yes,
that kind of big chorus and everything.
And it's got loads of those songs that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that that came from that. Like,
Spoiler alert.
I was a rich man.
If you're,
I'm sorry. I feel like most people who are going are fans of the show.
Okay, wait, what happened? I actually totally missed that.
There's kind of a modern twist on it, I guess. And yes, spoiler alert if you're going, but there's kind of like a, what would you say, an inter... I'm going to say Interpol again.
Interpolate. Fair enough. I don't know what this word is.
Interpolate of Gwen Stefani's song, Rich Girl.
Oh, okay.
So you nailed one.
Now that did come from the show originally. It's not like they're not doing Gwen. Like Gwen did Fiddler.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, they've got Gwen Stefani on the track. The musical is like 100 years old.
That's amazing. Yes. I really enjoyed that.
I was like, oh my God, look how modern they're being, bringing in Gwen Stefani and Rich Girl. Nelly Furtado next.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
So Gwen Stefani took it from there.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Okay, well, I hate myself. What's the next song? No, I figured out why I like theatre more than cinema. Let's wrap this up. I have no dignity left. Interval keeps you motivated. You know, yourself, there's an interval coming, I can have a walk. Two, no ads. Great crack. Just in and out. Yeah. Not wasting half an hour extra sitting time. And three, you can clap. Now I'm done.
Is that what the cinema's missing? Clapping?
Yes.
It's missing an Emma Nolan. Woo!
I did last night. Just go, woo, woo, woo.
And oh, Callum for God's sake.
Callum put his face in his palm. This has been... The Word. Spin. Yeah. Go DJ. Go DJ. Mr. Worldwide. You know what? If I went to a pitbull gig, I'm going to say it, I wouldn't wear a bald cap. Because I'm not frack.
This is shocking.
Would you actually not?
No, it's very sweaty.
What if you get to the final hurdle and everyone's wearing a bald cap and there's some lad being like, get your hat, scars and bald caps, you're not going to buy
You're the
one.
Only one with hair at the gig. I'd be like, nope.
And for the outdoor gig, it's actually good if it rains.
I'd shave my head
to wear a raincoat
before I'd be the only one with hair.
Are you serious?
At a pit bull gig.
You'd wear a I can't imagine you in a pit bull hat.
100%. If I was going to a pit bull, that's the uniform. You have to.
Guys,
I'm pretty sure the teachers will come out to you and say,
they will. They
you're
say,
not,
sorry,
you're not appropriate to
go
be
back,
dressed.
Go back into the classroom. If we all have to wear ball caps and they each have to say Emma, Dave and Fiona and someone can fly a drone over and we'll be like, spin! Or like I'll workshop
yeah,
on that
just,
idea.
Or not. Like.
Your imagination's running wild this morning. Now, Dale is standing by. You're there.
Hello.
Hello, Dale. How are you? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hi, Dale.
How are you getting
Hi,
on?
Guys.
Dale, your name is incredibly similar to Dale, which I presume is the reason you're such a Pitbull fan.
Yeah, my friend turned me on to that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a strange coincidence, but good.
It's just meant to be with you and Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide has a fada.
Yeah.
Or some sort of thing, anyway.
Any crack with you this morning?
No, I'm just on the way to work with my buddy. We're driving up the N11 to Dundrum.
Very nice. What do you do for work, Dale?
You guys enjoying the show?
Thank you.
We work in finance for a brokerage named Trust Matters.
Very
good. You're two finance bros making your way to Dundrum. I've never wanted to see someone succeed more and win these tickets.
You probably stopped off for a nice little sauna.
We are all about the customer. We're trying to make it easier for them.
You're dead right, Dale.
You know, you don't have to do a sales call now, Dale. You are all in for these Pitbull tickets.
Normally I call people out when they say, I just work in. I was like, I'll leave them off.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're a numbers man, Dale, because in order to win these Pitbull tickets, we are going to play a game called the 305 quiz. We're going to give you 5 maths equations and you'll have to tell us if they add up to Mr. 305 or if it's not Mr. 305. So if it's Mr. 305, you say it's Mr. 305. If it's not 305, you'll say it's not Mr. 305. Does that make sense, Dale?
Yes, that makes sense.
Oh my God, what are the chances of having a finance bro on to play this quiz?
I know, it's perfect. Name Dale / Dale.
That could not be better.
It's like we made this up.
Truly.
All right, Dale, here we go with question one, 302 plus 3.
Mr. 305.
Mr. 305.
240 plus 68.
not Mr. 305.
Oh,
excellent.
Excellent. 111 plus 194.
Mr. 305.
Yeah. Mr. 305. 658 minus 353.
Oh, Mr. 305.
Mr. 305.
55 times 11.
Not Mr. 305.
Very much not Mr. 305.
Dally.
Sorry, I would have done so
I would have
bad.
Had a menti be like 100%.
You did amazing.
I probably would have started crying.
Thank you so much.
Dale, I would thrown myself out.
Congratulations, you and I presume your buddy are off to Pitbull.
Yeah, Rowan, we're going to go.
We're going.
I love it. Dale, congratulations. Well done on the maths. Like, honestly, fantastic. I can see why you do the things you do.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. And keep up the good work. Love listening.
And you
thanks,
too.
Dale.
Thanks so much,
have
Dale.
A great day,
bye.
Man.
Bye.
You too, guys. Bye. Bye.
Okay, let's try some quick maths and see if our brains are on, okay? Does this add up to 305? Dave, 150 plus 135.
Mr. 305.
Yeah, very good. What?
Wait,
yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
150 plus 155.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, Fiona, does this add up to 305? 200 plus 122.
Ooh, it's a hard one, but I'm going to say not Mr.
Well
305.
Done. Dave.
Hello.
300 plus 5.
Mr. 305.
Okay. Well done.
Thank you.
40 minus 80. Fiona.
Ooh, not Mr. 305.
Did you ask ChatGPT for this? I could sniff that out like a rat because they are so obvious.
Emma uses ChatGPT more than she breathes.
No, I honestly was like, you know, this will be fun. I'll get them to do it. I was like, hey, give me a few examples of things that add up to 305 and some that don't. Be quick. I just thought of this in the last 10 seconds.
Quick.
And,
it's like I am a robot.
They're all the worst.
So easy.
The five questions that we asked Dale came up from the top of my head.
Well done.
On computers.
Aren't you brilliant?
Chat CTF. That's my initial.
Sorry. Oh, very good. What's your middle name?
Thor. You've been through this a million times.
Thor.
His middle name is Thor. If you.
We don't have time. We have to play Jazzy.
Do we have to play Jazzy, or do you want to talk about the fact that
No, we'll play Jazzy.
His middle name is Thor.
What? Why?
T H O R.
And Thor, I want to see your ChatGPT history. You're on it like I don't know.
Yeah.
I use it for inspiration, but I don't trust it.
I'd be the same. Have a
Do you trust
level of
him, knowing that his middle name is Thor?
What's going on?
He wanted to talk about it as well. That's why he said CTF opposed to just CF.
Bring it up.
So true.
Transparent, Callum.
Ah, whatever, Thor. 103.8 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hi there, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, lads? I have been living life on the wild side.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you for why.
It's going to be something so crap.
Oh!
Huh?
Oh!
No cover.
No case on my phone.
No.
Why are you doing that, you silly boy?
No case on my phone.
No, that's not his new one yet.
It's not my new phone yet. No, I'm getting a new phone soon. But no, this is still the iPhone 15 Pro.
Why did you take it off, Dave?
Because I... Do you know the reason why? I gave my phone to Callum the other day for something. I was probably showing him something. And I had the case on it. And I famously have a lot of stuff on my phone case. Yeah. I have a magnet. I have a stand. I have another magnet. I have three cards, like credit cards and debit cards and leave card in the back of it. Yeah. It's very heavy.
Mm.
And he was like, dear God, the weight of your phone. And I got self-conscious that my phone needed to go on a bit of a diet.
So you took off the only thing that actually is needed that protects your phone.
Yeah.
Sorry, and you've still got about eight magnets hanging off.
I just have the one. Just the one magnet on the phone.
So your phone got fat shamed.
If my phone got fat shamed, yeah. Weight
and
shamed.
And you decided by to make
Callum.
It lose weight.
And I decided,
see, you shouldn't. But you see, you need to realise that the extra chub protects the phone.
Like, why didn't you take off literally anything other than
the case? It's fine, guys, because I went onto Temu. No, I didn't. Not Temu. It was Vinted, actually. The opposite of Temu. And I bought two phone cases. They were up for a fiver. And I said, too much. I'll give you 350. And your man went, yeah, fine.
But you already had a phone case
that
was already on your phone.
I know, but these
ones... It was too heavy, Fiona.
It makes sense in my head.
Was the weight listed of these phone cases on Vinted?
They look very light.
They look skinny?
Yeah, they're skinny queens.
Oh, for God's sake. Now, my concern is...
Yeah.
you're not going to have Leap Card by this time tomorrow because you normally will keep your Leap Card in the back of your phone.
I know.
Where's your Leap Card going to be like me?
Well, you see, it's my own fault if I end up getting the Lewis, I think. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, no, if I get the Lewis and I don't have my Leap Card, it's my own fault and I'll buy a ticket. I've just been thinking about buying a ticket.
Ah, you're lucky though. The Lewis is free.
I'm a culty at heart, so I may as well buy a Lewis ticket.
Wow.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station. It's not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hat!
Woo! And it's happening tonight.
Yes, today is also the big day because it's finally my hag. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. It's a mixture between a hen and a stag because we're very woke and we want everyone to be included. All genders welcome at any Fiona Frawley event. There's actually
going to
be boys at the wedding as well.
Oh,
which is crazy.
Oh, it's my first boy-girl party.
I know.
I did just want to do axe throwing. That's why we made it a hag.
I know.
Because I wanted to be included.
And to be honest, I think everyone is most excited about the axe throwing, but there's like loads of amazing events. Some of you are coming along, some of you listening, very, very excited. But kind of the big thing that I've been thinking about, because I do, obviously I was a bit shy, wasn't sure if I wanted to do this, but once it gets into it, I do want to make things all about me.
Of course.
So
you deserve it.
Thank you.
Like,
I don't know about deserve it, but
I knew he was going to come in with something like that. I was like, let's just bide our time until Dave takes me down a peg or two.
Listen, we all deserve
the hope
a night
is out. That in this life you will do this once and once
yes.
only.
Well, so yeah, it is my first husband. I know on my wedding day everyone's going to be like, oh my god, you look amazing, and Dave's going to be like, it's not my favourite thing ever worn. But anyway,
imagine literally on her wedding day she walks down the aisle, he'll just kind of, as she walks past him, he'll just go, it's grand,
like, it's alright. Is that what you got made? Is that what you were going down to Cork for?
I wouldn't have worn them shoes.
Anyway, the outfit in question is the one that I will be wearing this evening. And because it's a hag, it was kind of like, do I wear like a witch's costume? Like, do I wear a hat and a cape? Or do I just go traditional glam, something beautiful and white and a veil and what have you? And then, of course, Dave entered the chat.
Hello.
And said, I have a giant inflatable Willy costume that belongs to my housemate, Linda. And I thought, that sounds like it'll be safe on a boat, which is one of the activities we're doing at the
hen
tonight.
To be fair, if you were to go anywhere with an inflatable anything, a boat is probably the best
show. A boat is good, and it's great because now I don't have to wear a life jacket.
Yeah.
If only on the Titanic they had
inflatable
1,200 inflatable willies, a lot more people would have been saved.
Titanic mention of the week.
Thank you. So we've got a story up on the Instagram now, official spin 1038, and the question we are asking you is Willy or White?
Willie or White? What?
Willie or White? Think of the comedian Willie White, and shout out to him very much so, not attending the stag, but always in our thoughts. Willie or White? What do you want me to wear? I will wear whatever you tell me to. Don't do a secret third option that's like a Borat mankini or whatever.
No, that's not
on the list. Yeah.
So
it's Willie or White.
So.
And I love actually not plans. But
no,
the white option is something of mine.
I know. Sorry, something borrowed.
I'm having a look at the white outfit now, and I think actually it looks way better and more professional, more cool than the inflatable Willy.
Somehow, oh, the Willy's not giving professional.
I don't know if it's giving, you know, business cash.
What? It's not giving business cash.
The white is something that I bought a few months ago, and I'll tell you, I love you so much that I haven't even worn it yet.
I saw that the tag is on. I was like, oh my god,
I haven't had an occasion to wear it, but tags are still on, girl.
I'm gonna need to absolutely scrub the tan from my armpits to make sure I don't stay in that or the Willy costume. I don't want tan
Don't be making that Willy costume look bad.
No, I never would. I will treat it with the utmost respect, better than I'll treat my actual wedding dress.
You don't want this to look like it escaped.
Yeah, truly. Oh God, that it's been.
Don't embarrass me now in this
Willy
costume.
Like that. No, I would never. I'll be taking it very, very seriously. So yeah, am I going to go full glam and look absolutely incredible, or am I going to wear the white dress? Let us know. Willy or White, head to our Instagram now, official spin 1038.
Get your votes in on Instagram and we're going to announce the results of that just after the girly quiz.
Shockingly, I'd go for the white.
Oh my god,
really? I would. Yeah.
It's fabulous.
You're just a bit creepy. Going to see Fiona's legs.
No, I don't. That sounds so. No.
You know what? Get the cleavage.
I just don't want the Willy costume to break.
It's not a hen. It's not a stag. It's a hat.
Guys, this whole thing came around, this hag party for me, originally because I didn't want a hen party. It just, the thought of it made me too anxious, too nervous.
You didn't want a radio show either. But
I didn't want that, but it was forced upon me. And now I'm so, I think I'm more excited for it than the wedding. Yay! It's honestly going
to
be unbelievable. I'm
bit
so delighted.
Insult to Dwayne, but
and this is going to be great because Dwayne won't be there. No, genuinely, I'm so, so excited for everything that we've got planned at this hag, particularly starting off with axe throwing at Game of Throwing Smithfield. We've got food, drinks and hen games at 37 Dawson Street.
So bougie 37.
I know,
yeah.
The glamour.
Like, wow, wow, wow.
And me rolling in a willy costume. We've got a party bus from Elite Limos with karaoke to ferry us to all destinations. So please get working on your karaoke songs. And we will start with a Liffey cruise thanks to Dublin Bay Cruises, hosted by none other than Dame Stuffy.
I'm so excited for this.
I've never been
more excited for like a night out.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
The only thing I'm not looking forward to is tomorrow morning when we still have to do the show.
No, that's painful. I love that there's so many activities that we're not going to have to think about things to talk to each other about. You know when there's the lull in the night and you're like, and are you still working in wherever? It'll be like, no, we're on to grow an axe into the Liffey.
Loads of you are coming along as well. We've got you on the guest list, but people have been messaging hag all week. But yes. I think we're out of all spots at this stage.
Oh, but I know, but we love a last minute plan. I would
we love a last minute plan.
First of all, though, first just to say, if you're not coming along, you can follow us on at a special official.
A special.
At a special 1038. At official spin 1038 on Instagram stories, because we will very much be bringing you with us and the crack will continue to all who follow us. But I do think we should bring a few last minute heads along.
I like
room,
that.
Callum?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
One more.
Two right. More on the
Let's
bus.
See
Two more.
Messaging hag across the week. This person, Corey.
Corey.
Come on.
Hello?
Corey, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Hi Corey.
How are you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Corey, you have a very American name. I love it.
But not very American sounding.
No.
You're right.
No,
that's
I'm
not
from
what
Dublin
they say out there.
Are you,
I'm
Corey?
From Dublin, I am. What part of Dublin are you from?
Oh, I'm from Finglas.
Very nice, nice Corey.
Corey. You're coming to Fiona's house.
Yay!
Who are you going to bring, Corey? Brad? Chad?
I'm going to bring my colleague, Jan, here.
Jan.
Corey and Jan.
You're
That's
coming
who
to Fiona's
house. I was always hoping would be there.
We're going
I was
on...
like, if Corey and Jan aren't coming, it's the whole thing's
we're,
off.
We're going on a Liffey cruise, Corey and Jan. We're going to do some axe throwing. We're going to do some karaoke. It is going to be a ball.
And I think, Corey, now you need to prepare yourself. I think we're going to be painting some nudes.
Oh!
Get ready for that, Jan. You as well. Be prepared.
No butter.
All right, we'll see you
Thank
later.
You.
Bye.
See you, Corey.
Perfect, thank you.
Well, I can't wait.
I'm delighted.
The boat is full.
Do you know what? Actually, I was looking at the boat map there, and the left side of the boat is filled a bit too much. I mean, I think we need one more person on the right.
For safety, really.
So they don't topple over.
For balance.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's go again.
Hello.
Grace, it's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Hello.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hiya.
How are you? Hey.
Grace, you're coming to Fiona's hike.
Woo! Yay!
Congratulations, Grace. We're going to go up the front of the boat and I'm going to sing, Grace, just hold me in your arms.
Save it for the karaoke limo.
I've never heard that
limo.
I know, that's new for you, Grace.
I am original. Grace, congratulations. What are you most looking forward to about the hag?
The axe throwing.
Yes, everyone has said 100%.
I love how no one said, oh, seeing Fiona, congratulating her on her wedding. That's grand, Grace.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't worry
about
it.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometimes it's nice to say, though.
Thanks, Grace. I'm most excited for the axe throwing, too. It's going to be class.
Grace, tell me this, Grace. Who are you going to bring?
Who's I don't know.
All right. Well, you want to get that
probably,
sorted.
Probably my friend Orla.
Very
okay.
Good.
Yay. Okay. Grace, we'll see you guys there.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye.
Wow, brilliant. Happy days. I think we're pretty much full now, though.
Okay. Oh, all we were working towards was Corey and Jan meeting Grace and Orla. And now that that has been orchestrated,
I wonder what
I can. Yeah, I can rest easy.
That's if you great. Didn't get on Fiona's guest list for the hag, don't you worry. A reminder, you can follow us all evening. Official Spin 1038 on Instagram stories. We'll keep you in the loop there.
And tomorrow as well, when we're live on the show, absolutely dead.
Yeah.
We please. Will keep you up to date. But
if you are someone who gets on your hands and knees or gets on your knees at night and says a prayer, would you just
gets on your hands and
I
knees.
Said
at night
I meant to say
get down on all fours and pray.
Well, some people pray that way.
Yes,
keep
true,
us
true.
In your thoughts.
Who prays on all fours?
I don't know. There's certain religions I think that do. No.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what, you're dead right now.
My point is only just keep us in your thoughts, because the alarm is going off at the same time in the morning and I'm already terrified I won't wake up.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous for that. Guys, what would it be fun performance art if none of us came in?
Callum's going to be
Callum does the whole show fully charged with Callum tomorrow.
Do you know what? That's very likely.
The best show ever.
Our phones will be ringing up, ringing and ringing and ringing if there's no sign of us. Anyway, keep us in your thoughts. We cannot wait. Follow us 9 this evening. Fiona's Hag Do, sending her off.
Yay.
In style.
Yeah.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
If all you've right. been with us on the girly quiz for the last, I'm going to say fortnight, or maybe it's three in a row now that Dave has won. I need to check. But it's been infuriating for women everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, like, you know, women's rights organisations have been in touch with Spins,
they
being
have.
Like, take this man down.
Yeah.
The
okay,
level.
Okay, let's not go that far. They have not. I love women. I'm just very good. I love women so much that I'm so good at girly quiz
That's
knowledge.
That's the thing. He's become such an empath that he basically is a woman.
They want to get me back to being not an empath. An empath.
Basically.
Expat.
Dirty little incel.
What happens is once a week we quiz Dave on all things girly. In and out, up and down. We are mystical creatures. 3 years into the show, 3 years into the girly quiz, we have three brand new fresh questions to quiz Dave with this morning. And he's got a couple of lifelines to help him along the way. One is his phone a female, and it's Val this morning. Hello.
Morning, Val. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
All right, Val, is there something specific that you're very good at when it comes to girly knowledge? Is it like body parts? Is it health? Is it beauty? What is it?
No, maybe just a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Listen, Val, a jacket of all trades. That's what we want. Thank
I
you
wish you didn't always call it body parts.
Why? What
it
am I meant to call it?
It sounds so sinister.
But body parts
the
always...
The body?
Body parts always comes up.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember one of the questions was, what's fallopian tube? And I was like,
I know,
that's
but
a body part.
It sounds like they're all cut off or something. In a bag.
Val, you hang on there. Dave will no doubt be with you very, very shortly, okay? Thanks, Emil. And just to say, as per, if there are young ears in the car and there's certain things that you don't want them to hear about girly things, then fair enough. That's your prerogative. Just keep your hand on the dial. We do have some, what would you say? Yeah, we do. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, yeah.
I think
maybe
today.
A bit hairy.
Bit hairy.
See, they'll ask these questions. I'll give an answer and then I'll get in trouble for saying the answer. This is not going to go well.
Yeah.
I'm still going to win.
Let's kick this off. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave. On what occasion might a woman receive
Valentine's Day?
A push present.
A push present?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be. For when you've just had a baby. Because push.
Because what, sorry?
You know when you're having a baby and the woman's like, push. And the midwife is like, push.
One
push.
More push.
And then one more push and you'll
one
get a present.
Big one.
If you keep pushing,
births,
if you keep pushing, I'll give you this present. I will.
Look at this. Look at this.
I have it for you.
Bag.
One more push and I'll give you the present.
You'll get your hands on this if you give me one more big
I
push.
Genuinely was 100% certain it was that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what a push present is.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be something to do with sewing? Because push pin.
Sorry, maybe.
Of course.
Push pin isn't. Is push pin something you hang like something up on the wall with? Or is push pin like.
Yeah, no, they are in sewing. Push pins, yeah.
In sewing,
yeah.
Okay. Push present. What could it be? I haven't a clue, and I've given my two what it could possibly be, and you've laughed at both. So I'm going to go to Val.
Val, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Val. I've 30 seconds on the clock, and I am begging you. I guarantee you won't know because it's just a ridiculous concept. A push present. Any idea?
Dave, you have to go with your gut, and your first answer was right. It is when.
Why did they laugh, Val?
A woman gives birth, and then people give them presents.
Oh my god. Why did they laugh, Val? Why did they laugh at my answer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, they're trying to put you off, but trust your gut.
That's not fair.
What kind of a present would you get as a push present?
You could get jewellery. I suppose whatever the woman wants.
That's
okay.
So true, Val.
Yeah. There you go. I'm raging. I really am raging. Final answer, push present is when you get a present after you give birth. No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Dave.
No, I'm calling that.
Dave.
That's BS. I should still be allowed to use another phone of female. That's not
Dave.
Fair.
Not
you've laughed at it.
No,
sorry.
You've
we're
laughed
allowed,
at
we're allowed to laugh you, on the radio
I wasn't
show.
Funny.
You were.
I wasn't. I said the right answer.
Oh, you're
you
just
did
fishing
this.
For
you
a
went.
Compliment here now.
How am I fishing? I got the right answer.
You're
that's
like,
not
I
fair.
I wasn't funny. And you wanted to say, yeah, you were, Dave. That's
you
what
were
you're
funny when you said, push.
push, like push, like one more push.
You want us to just sit here stone faced like that, like you're delivering
the 6:00
news. Yes, I do.
Not fair. Val, listen, you've won 50 euro Just Eat voucher. Thank you so much. You're the only person that we're that I'm currently talking to who I actually like.
You've scared Val now.
Oh.
I'm very quiet.
Bye, Val. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You accept that you've used your lifeline.
I'm fuming at you.
Right, okay.
I'm fuming.
Okay.
Dave, come on.
No, I'm protesting.
All right, Mr. Virgin Mary, sit down.
I'm protesting.
Okay, now we will sit here stone faced no matter what you do, and we'll see what an interesting girly quiz that is. Right. Question number two. The opening song on Taylor Swift's new album is called The Fate of Ophelia. Ophelia is a character in Shakespeare's Hamlet. Dave, name three other female Shakespearean characters, please.
You should see his face right now.
Oh.
And you can't say the Virgin Mary.
Oh, do you know what? Would you accept the three witches?
What three witches? What three witches? He's running around the studio.
What?
In Lady Macbeth.
So annoying.
In Lady Macbeth.
The play is called Macbeth, first of all.
Thank you in Macbeth.
Thank you for Macbeth. Doing the women's edition.
In Macbeth, there is Lady Macbeth. There is also Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. And there is also three witches in Macbeth.
You are so making me want to swear.
There are three witches in Macbeth.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
That's an absolute utter disgrace.
I am impressed.
Another technicality.
Just for clarification, the three witches, also known as the Weird Sisters, the Wayward Sisters, are characters in Shakespeare's play Macbeth.
Fiona, we keep getting cut out with loopholes
here. I'm actually fuming. No more kind of women in literature based questions. Because he's a reader, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a reader, guys.
Fair play to you, Dave.
Fine.
Oh,
wow.
Unreal. I gave you five. No. I gave you five instead of three.
And that was quick as a flash.
You said Juliet. You said the three witches. You mentioned another one, didn't
Lady
you?
Macbeth.
Lady Macbeth.
Any others? While you're at it, like.
No.
What did you do for Junior Cert, Shakespeare?
Junior Cert was Merchant of Venice.
So think of them. I'm actually just looking at that one. I wouldn't have remembered, but now that I know the names, I did that too.
No idea.
Portia.
Ah, yeah. Hey, married to Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Narissa, Jessica. Macbeth,
girls.
Othello, King Lear. Any females there, remember?
Queen Lear, maybe?
He had three daughters. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Shut up.
Anyway, I got five.
All right, here we go. Question number three on the girly quiz.
Ah, it's good to be back.
Oh, you never left.
Dave, in what year were tampons first tested with human blood?
It's a ridiculous question. Ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because who would know that by the tampon companies or someone who has just Googled it?
No, I think a lot of people were aware of this. It was a big story.
The girly quiz is about... things that girls know that guys don't. There's no girl listening.
Do me a favor there now, girls. Message us in and tell us when tampons were first tested with human blood. Big story. Big story. You heard it here first. Big story.
It was a big story.
Big story.
When?
But that's the thing. We can't tell you.
This year.
Tell us.
Yeah, there's no way anyone's texting that unless they're Googling it. Right, well, give me the question again.
In what year were tampons first tested with human blood?
Okay, tested with human blood. I'm going to say 1935, but I am going to simplify it. I'm going to say 1935. But I am going to simplify it to a 50-50, please and thank you. Now, something weird is happening in the studio. Both Fiona and Emma are not looking at me. Fiona's covering her face with her hand, Emma's covering her face with her page, which means if it's 1935, I might die. It might be the greatest day of my life.
I have to say a big thanks to the girls on WhatsApp who were sending in the correct year just to prove to you that yes, this was a big story and women would know the answer to this question. Lots of us would anyway.
How many girls?
A few. Fiona.
One.
Get us in simplify mode, please.
Please be
Dave.
35.
In what year were tampons first tested with human blood? Was it A, 1999, or was it B, 2023?
What?
Yeah.
How do you feel now? 1999.
You're 1935.
Oh, wow. I thought I was like spot on with the date, right? 1999.
Tampons were even invented.
Final answer.
1999, final answer.
Wait, what? What?
Tampons were first tested with human blood 2 years ago.
I could not believe this when Emma wrote this question yesterday.
What are you talking about?
The reason it was a big story was because the film Barbie came out before tampons were tested with human blood. What? So that's why a lot of people
what
might know about
it. What do you mean tested? But like they've been tested for years.
Yeah, but they're tested with like that blue liquid that people use.
They've never actually tested it with
human blood.
What a period is.
In scientists.
Never.
No.
Oh, mother of God.
No. How do you feel now?
How do you feel? Do you feel good about yourself? That you had to go on a technicality to win?
I feel like tampons only absorb certain parts of the period, and I'm not happy about it.
Listen, isn't that crazy?
That is mental.
Thank you.
I don't understand at all. How would they have gotten this far without not being tested? Mm. Did someone just decide to do it one day and they said, right, fine, we'll make it, but we don't know if it works.
I guess it hones back into just the shame around periods, which is so wrong.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry to go on a depressing note, but there you go. 2023 is the first time they bothered to care about testing tampons that you insert inside yourself with actual blood. Hey, hey.
There you go now.
What a way
to end. Remember the three witches?
Hey.
Hey, this is Calvin Harris.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Right here. On Spin.
It's not a hen. It's not a stag. It's a hag.
Guys, the night is finally here, almost upon us. It is my hag party. It's a mix between a stag and a hen.
I get that mixed up all the time.
It's always a struggle to say. And I'm so grateful that you guys have thrown it for me. We've got some of you listening coming. And if you aren't coming, don't worry. You can still join us via Instagram in a parasocial way, which is how I like to have fun, at officialspin1038.com. But there's a bit of a dilemma. That is our Instagram handle, isn't it? It's official 106.
Official 106.
Guys, if you want to find us, you will. Now, there's a bit of a dilemma for me. I have two things to wear. There's a beautiful white dress that Emma brought in to me, which is like a traditional kind of hen thing to wear. Or Dave thought it was appropriate to bring me in an inflatable Willy costume. So we've been asking you all morning on our Instagram, what should I wear? Willy or white? White or Willy?
Mm-hmm.
White Willy.
I'm trying to get this defined and figure this out for you this morning.
The white dress is lovely, but so is the Willy dress.
The Willy's beautiful.
The Willy outfit.
And I've always said that. Aggie is standing by. What do you think? Willy or white?
White. Absolutely. She should wear white. White.
Oh, really, Aggie?
Why? A very nice person, Aggie.
Yeah, and I think Dave should wear Willy.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I don't
never
know if there's
mind.
Enough costumes to go around.
I'll take that back instantly.
We'll have to put Emma and Dave into the one Willy costume because of budget cuts here at Spin.
Sounds good.
Aggie, come here. Why are you so passionate about the white? Just that it's kind of her one big night. Look nice.
Yeah. It's her night.
Aw, Aggie, thank you so much.
So true, girl.
What Very if I want to wear the willy on my big night? Big night for a big willy.
As a backup plan.
Yeah. So true.
Everyone needs a costume change.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Aggie.
Thanks, Aggie.
No worries, have a good day.
You too, bye.
What I love about how chill and relaxed Fiona is even though this has been put to a vote, she's not at all bothered. She seems to be like very happy to don the willy costume and very happy to don the white dress. So not much in terms of like, you don't mind either way,
do
you?
The willy costume be very forgiving. So when I eat all my hag snacks. Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
Before I reveal the results, I have got one little surprise for you. I went out to the shop yesterday and I brought everyone hag hats.
Yay!
Because it's Halloween. So everyone has a hag hat with fun
God!
Hag hair.
Oh, this is going to look bizarre.
I love
on the,
That's
costume.
Fabulous, thank you.
So they're witches hats and then they've got like a weird wig colour, green and orange as well.
I love it.
Big fan. Thanks, Callum. That's
and
very
I've also
kind.
Some face paints as well so you could draw some warts on yourself because obviously hag kind of witchy ties in really well.
I love it.
Okay.
I put my headphones over mine so now I look like an old barmaid from like the 1300s.
I will say mine does not fit my head, but I will wear it.
Yeah, when I scanned it on the checkout, it did say kids.
Okay.
Right, you've been voting all morning, and I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio, for white or Willy. And I can reveal, it's relatively tight, with 58% of the vote, the costume that Fiona will be wearing this evening is... It's the Willy.
Yay! She's sure. She's chuffed about that.
Sorry, it's going to be so comfortable.
Yeah,
it's going to be like wearing a onesie.
Yeah, it's going to be really warm as well.
I'm
it's quite cold at the moment.
Delighted. I was worried about the stag element that like you would have made me wear something like really traumatizing and horrible and like tie me to a pole. You know, just off the
Okay, we'll write that down. We'll do that.
It's too late. You can do that for my next wedding.
We put a Liverpool jersey over the willy.
Well, now all I have to essentially wear is a big cushion. I'm happy.
Great crack. But you will look silly.
Maybe I can be strung off the back of the boat on a jet ski in the willy. Is there a budget for that?
I'll see what we can do. Do you know what? It might happen tonight, and then you can follow it all on Instagram stories. Official spin103.com.
Of course. As we
said, official 103
spin.co.uk.
First thing in the morning, we'll be back with you, and I'm sure we'll be loose, to say the very
we'll
least.
We'll be hagging.
We will.
Hagging.
Very good.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello! Good morning! What's the crack? Well, all I can say is, what a palaver.
We've had a very interesting last 5 minutes. What have you been up to? Because we've been trying to get Fiona into a willy costume, and it's been the most impossible thing in the entire world.
I'm being swallowed by a massive willy.
Happy Thursday! I'm posting away here on my Instagram story. We'll get them shared over on Spin's account. It's been quite the journey watching producer Callum try and slip Fiona's runners through inflatable testicles.
It feels like actually putting a massive wedding dress on when you need like three people to help you into it.
It's nice to see your head through the head there.
That's
the good Lord intended.
We're not doing this just randomly. It is Fiona's hag party this evening. That means it's a hen and a stag together. You've been voting all morning of what she should wear, either a white dress or a willy costume, and of course it was the willy costume. This looks disastrous.
Can I just ask a
question?
We'll
pop it on the Instagram story official.
I think it'll look better when it's blown up.
Guys, I thought this sounded like grape crack, but now I'm like, I might actually die in here.
It's just not safe. We'll never be able to get her out.
I say it's quite warm in there, is it?
She's toasty.
Yeah, that's the plastic. And can I ask, how do you blow... her face is gone again. How do you blow this thing up?
There's an electric motor.
Someone help her breathe.
She's grand. She's fine in there. She loves it in there.
I don't know, lads.
Look how happy she is.
I can't see, really.
I feel quite pretty.
You can barely hear her. You can barely see her. I don't know if Fiona's destined to be in this willy costume tonight after all. Can I ask, Dave, because I know this belongs to your housemate, Linda.
Yeah.
When did she sport this?
I'd imagine on multiple hens that she has gone on. I'm not
Fiona's
entirely
missing.
Sure.
She's missing again.
Yeah. I think my head's too fat for the willy.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We had quite the palaver trying to get Fiona into her willy costume she hopes to sport for her hag party tonight. Keep an eye on her Insta story for that. It took quite a while to get her into that thing.
And it didn't even really work.
I'm not sure.
Hey, guys, sometimes it takes a while and sometimes it doesn't work.
And that's okay.
And that's no one's fault.
Good morning.
Listen, I want to talk about awards because obviously movies have the Oscars, TV shows have like the Emmys and stuff. Music has the Grammys. So why can't one of the world's largest social platforms get into the awards game? That was the headline, okay? Instagram basically wants to run their own awards.
Okay. It kind of makes sense just to kind of get in on it.
The person who's kind of putting this forward in Instagram is the head of fashion partnerships. Her name is Eva. She said, "We felt that it was time to have an award that recognises people who take these creative chances on our platform. The awards would be called Rings."
I think it would be quite a huge flex. If that is where you make your money and you're a creator, to win one of these is probably in that world pretty prestigious.
Yeah, that's getting into the bio so quick. Are they called Rings because ring lights?
No, I think they're called Rings because what surrounds you when you have a story up on your picture, your profile picture, is a ring.
Okay. And I guess do you know what I was thinking of? The Olympic rings. No. Yeah. What shape is an Oscar? Just a random
Shape? It's a person.
A guy called Oscar.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But basically, they went on to say these people are cultural catalysts and they're sparking conversations, and by doing that, they encourage people to express themselves as well. So basically, the heads of Instagram have come together and created a judging panel for like judges who are already on Instagram.
Unreal.
And their job is to basically say, like, who is really, really good at connecting with their audience in a creative way.
Exactly.
Which is a bit kind of silly because I feel like just the winners are going to be Kylie Jenner, Mr. Beast, Ronaldo and Addison Rae. I just feel like that they're going to be the winners. And you know the categories are just going to be like crap, like best selfie or best, you know, I just feel like they're going to be crap.
I hope not. Like, that's such a waste.
Best real maker.
Yeah, so I have this idea that I think we should, instead of like best selfie or best reel maker or best like whatever, best bio or whatever, they should give awards out for people who haven't done certain things on Instagram.
Already very into this. Yeah.
There are so many things on Instagram that I hate when people do.
Yeah.
And if you don't do them, I feel like you deserve an award.
Okay.
So I think that you should do the opposite. I think there should be awards based on things that you don't do and more people should get them, right? So if you have never put up on your Instagram that big things are coming soon or you have an announcement on the way with a countdown timer. If you haven't done that, you should win an award.
If you haven't announced an announcement.
Exactly. If you have never went to the airport, took a photo of the flight board and put up a question box saying, guess where I'm going. If you haven't done that, you deserve an award.
Amen. Nasty, found rotten.
If you don't put personal and weird stuff that doesn't need to be vlogged on your close friend's story, we all have one in our lives.
I can't think of any.
If you've never done that, you win an award. Wouldn't we all agree that that should be a thing?
I would give that an Emma Nolan.
I think I would deserve it.
Thank you.
I don't think Finstas should be a thing. And private stories are fine if you're putting up like, oh, having a crap day in work. That's grand. I don't want to hear about your life.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I think what it is, I don't like the person it makes me become because I don't want to look, but also I can't look away. And then I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, true.
You know?
If your story is never been longer than 4 taps in total to get through, then you win an award.
That's good. That's impressive.
I'm going to rule a lot of people out, but I mean, very good.
If I see what looks like a load of rice particles on the top of my screen and I have to tap 100 times, I'm going to go mad. Mm. If you have never uploaded a story where you have tagged someone down in the bottom right hand corner, so when I'm clicking through and I accidentally click on their name as a tag, I don't want to click their name as a tag, I want to click to the next story, please. Boring.
That's a killer. Boring.
If you have never done that, then you win an award. If you don't still upload boomerangs, you win an award.
It's
been a while.
They need to go.
But Fiona's hagged tonight. Can we not do one with a drink?
No boomerangs.
No boomies?
No boomies. They're gone. They're been and gone. They're like Facebook, right? If you've never taken a screenshot of the amount of views your Instagram has and uploaded it just so the brands will see how popular you are, then you win an award.
Guys, that's look at my impressions this month. It's been crazy.
This does my head in when I see influencers put up on their stories. Just like, look at my dashboard. It's crazy. And it's like a million views. You're like, amazing. Fantastic.
42,000 of you. Can't believe it. I started this page when I was 9.
Yeah. Just by the way, to show you how easy it is to get views, on my Instagram, I have 4,000 followers, right? And my dashboard is like, you have 300,000 views this month.
Be careful, you might be losing
might
out in your
brand.
Category there.
Listen.
It means nothing.
That means something.
Dave.
If you've never said the words link in bio, you win an award.
Yay. Absolutely, amen.
If you have allowed me to zoom in on your profile picture, then you win an award.
Oh, is that an option?
Yes. So when you go to certain people's Instagram,
I never knew there was
you can
a
click on their profile picture and it'll pop up quite big. So if you just hold down, but you see the way Emma Nolan's Instagram here, if I hold down, nothing happens.
Oh, how do I change that? I have no issue with people having a go.
The settings.
All right.
But if I go to Fiona's or I click into someone else's, you can blow it up and have a look at it. I want to have a look at your face.
Let us have a look at you. We've all done that thing when
there's people who won't allow you blow it up that you've zoomed in, cropped.
Yeah, we've all done it. So those are the things I think you should win awards for at the rings.
Okay, excellent.
I think that's a great shout. And I think that if they don't include little subcategories like that, maybe we should host our own.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a shout.
I think that's a really
the best of Dublin awards, perhaps.
Never heard of that one. Hey, Bob Demon Hunters, now this is Golden. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin. Good morning. I mentioned to you just before 9 that I think I'm going to be coming into some money down the line.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. My niece Florence, she features on the show sometimes. You've kind of heard her voice change over the years as she gets that little bit older and strings her sentences together and all the rest. She's 6 now. And she's at the point where, obviously like every other kid, she's great with technology and stuff. So these days, I don't know if I get a voice note from my sister, if it's going to be my sister or it's going to be Florence. If the phone rings from my sister, is it going to be my sister or is it going to be Florence, etc.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really cool that she's at that level. But basically, over the last few weeks, my sister's been talking about the fact that they're getting their driveway done. They had tarmac and they were getting it ripped up because it was in bits and they were putting down gravel, right?
Oh, lovely.
So I love a good before and after, and my sister's great for keeping me up to date over the works over the last few days. I get this video yesterday from Florence, and this is what I mean in terms of there's a future as an influencer in her, because she felt a need to take a 2.5-3 minute video and send me the process of the after version of the gravel. So I think in the future, if there's any gravel companies that want to work with her, I think gravel is very much her forte.
Gravel is very much an untapped industry
I think so, for influencers.
It really is.
I believe that. I think there's a good TikTok account there, she can make some money. So like every good influencer, she starts the video setting the scene and talking directly to the viewer.
This is our driveway, Emma. So over there, up here, and the same on the other side, and the orange thing there is the digger that did it.
Okay, great. So we even get to see the digger. It's good to get an idea of like
she's behind lovely, the scenes.
Yeah. Lovely audio, very clear.
Really, it's gorgeous.
Again, so she's going to be famous, guys.
Yeah.
I also use the use of the word.
So.
You know, that's very.
So.
Very influencery.
So.
Yeah. So, guys.
So, welcome to my channel very much.
She went on to kind of explain the whole process.
We put in some drains. Put the sand out, and then this is the stone on top.
Like a lot of
Wow. It's so funny. One of my best mates is from Waterford and he sounds exactly like her.
It's so funny.
He's so cute.
Now, did the company and the people who were actually working on the job for the few days enjoy themselves? She thinks they did.
It was a lot of fun doing it, I think.
You'd imagine. Like, they're having
She's like thinking about the staff first. That's where some influencers
fall short. Are they having fun?
Short.
That's all. That's
it's like, what about everyone else behind the scenes who makes it happen? Yeah. Well done, Florence.
Exactly. Now, I think like any good influencer knows, it's important not to have any interruptions when you're trying to film content.
Mm.
2 seconds now, am I?
Close the door.
Oh, my
Two
God.
2 seconds now, am I?
2 seconds.
Her team let her down there. The team.
Guys, I'm filming.
Yeah.
Do you mind, guys? I'm actually in the middle of something here. It's really important, I suppose, as an influencer to use this evocative language to immerse your viewer.
It smells really Halloween-y, doesn't it, ma'am?
Aww.
She's taking the video outside. She thinks the gravel
She's made it 5D.
I love that. She's saying, doesn't it, ma'am? Back me up here.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important, I suppose, as an influencer to show your respect for the product and your work. Just for context, Ralph is her dog and she doesn't want any new stains on the new gravel.
Don't leave Ralph through poo-poo. Just Adam doing a video to Emma.
Right.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah. No poo-poos for Ralph on the gravel. And finally, really important to get people on side, use of rhetorical questions.
I'll just show you the digger that we had now. This is... Is that one out on the road? Can you see it? Yeah, I know you can.
Oh.
You had to use your imagination there, which I really like.
Yeah. She said, yeah, I know you can.
I know
you can. Shut up, Mom.
You know, she's just brilliant.
What a woman.
So.
I can't wait to see what she does next. I'm going to request a weekly influencer video from Florence. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona and we're teaming up with Fanta all this week. We want to get you sorted for Halloween and get you your tickets to the Nightmare Realm for you and three other people.
Yeah, teaming up with Universal Pictures and Blumhouse to bring horror icons like Megan and Chucky to their limited edition packaging. Megan, you ever seen like pictures of that thing?
Scary. Yeah, have you not watched the movie?
I've never seen that. I would never
really
would never ever watch that. I would never watch Chucky. Those things terrify me.
Chucky's not that scary. It's actually kind of funny.
Is it?
Yeah, and Megan has
the
lot
the
of comedy.
Trike?
No, that's the red hair.
Oh,
that's
Saw.
Chucky is like an old one. It's like an 80s kind of one. Right. And he's just this cursed little doll that will kill you. Spoiler alert.
Shocking.
All right, they may be from different worlds, but this time they share the same desire because they want a Fanta. And the full Fanta Halloween collection flavor range is now available. Fanta are the official partner of the Nightmare Realm, packed full of haunted mazes and so much more. We want to sort you out this morning. Nicole is standing by at work already. Where is work for you?
Co-shock.
Doing what,
Nicole?
Finance.
I don't know where Kinshaw is.
You're our second finance. Oh yeah, well there was three in the car, two in the car. So you're our third finance person on.
Interesting.
Today. Do you feel like the industry is oversaturated at the moment, Nicole?
sometimes.
Yeah, too many.
Thomas is there as well. What do you do for a living, Thomas, or what are you up to this morning?
I work for an air conditioning company.
Oh, very good. Hey, Thomas, that's cool.
Bada bing, bada boom.
It is.
Listen, we'd love to get you sorted with your tickets for the Nightmare Realm as well. Listen, what the story is in studio here, we've got 10 cans of Fanta, and we need yourself, Nicole, to open up those cans, basically choose a number of them between 1 and 10. But in one of the cans of Fanta is a kind of a haunted can. The others are just a regular. So you're trying to find that one. It's just a case of, what would you say, elimination?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So we'll kick off because you were on first, Nicole. Just pick any number you want between 1 and 10.
I've got a 7.
7, it's never 7.
Oh, you knew I was going to say that.
That's horrible.
Brilliant. You made him look a right pillock.
Nicole, we've had the longest games of this all week, and to be honest, we're so.
Did I get it? You got it.
You got it. The very first.
Congratulations.
Thomas, you're very nice. Nicole, you are off the Nightmare Realm. Congratulations. Thomas, you're not going home empty handed. You have won a case of Fanta.
Brilliant. That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Very good.
Good luck, guys.
Just to say, Nicole, do you have kids, or is it you that's the big fan of being scared?
Yeah.
It's you, is it?
It is me.
Okay. Who are you going to bring, Nicole?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, but you have loads of time to work it out. You have a few weeks to get yourself to the Nightmare Realm. Thanks for listening.
Thanks very much. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Your final chance this week to win your way to the Nightmare Realm with Fanta. We'll do that in tomorrow morning show after 7:30.
Well done.
Counting Callum's
fingers. It spins fully charged, recharged.
The more I hear it, the more I love it.
It's brilliant.
Such a good song. Olivia Dean and Man I Need. This has been...
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Just very quickly, it's kind of trying to say the same thing as Sabrina Carpenter's Tears without the like comedy and the like innuendo.
Oh.
Same message.
Interesting.
Very good. Okay, I haven't listened to the lyrics of Man I Need enough. So that's, but obviously Emma Nolan always on the ball with the lyrics. We thank you for it. So now it is the part of the show that I get to talk about whatever I want. And really all I want to talk about is tonight, guys. Yeah. I'm so excited for the Hag. I can't wait. The day is finally here. I have been nervous. I do get kind of nervous in social settings. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but now I'm just excited.
Wait till you meet her tonight, lads. She's way worse.
It's going to be like, there she is in the corner. Yeah, I'm actually crying. I'm glad about the Willy costume because it will protect me from social interaction. No, I'm very, very excited to meet everyone who's coming along. Thank you, because I have no mates myself.
Can I ask, do I need to get full glam here? Like, how early do I need to be getting ready? I haven't got full glam in ages.
I've got a Q-zip and some camo pants.
Very sensible. Not camo, sorry, cargo pants. Cargo pants.
I've got like long kind of knee-high boots and a long, like not long
knee-high boots?
Yeah, but like it's in warm winter. Maybe not a long dress
just because you're going to want to move in the axe throwing. So like what if you need to spread out to get a good vantage point? That's the only thing I'm thinking.
All right, so you want me in a miniskirt so you can see my arse, is that it?
Pretty much. I say it's about the axe throne. It's about that famous Nolan tushy. And if you want to see the Nolan tushy, but if you want to see all sorts of body parts that will be on display, specifically a large inflatable willy that I will be wearing, we might still have a few spaces if you just message us Hag in a WhatsApp to 0877 11103. We'll see.
Yeah, WhatsApp us.
Can't make any promises.
Look, if you've no plans later and you want a free night out, you won't put your hands in your pockets. And what's great about this is we're going to see all of Dublin Bay. We're going to head off on a Liffey cruise. We're doing axe throwing, which has been a hit with people we've spoken to about this. Elite Limos are doing karaoke with us on a party bus, and then we're doing food, drinks and hen games. That's at 37 Dawson Street. So you'll be fed as well. I believe there's a bit of nude painting happening there.
Oh my God.
So
I'll be gone for that now.
Dave, don't be approved into
the centre of the room.
That's my time to shine.
Listen, if you don't have plans on, if you want a night out with your pal and celebrate Fiona with us later, just the word Hag in a WhatsApp. You never know. We might be able to squeeze you onto that boat later on today. So, Grant, so the plan is home, shower, tan, get ready, come back into town, get in a boat for
pretty
Fiona's
much.
Hag. That's
pretty much.
I'm doing all that, but... shower. I'm not doing that.
No, shower is optional.
The tan though, yeah. Mwah.
Okay. All right. Now it's going to be such a good night. I'm glad you're excited about it now.
No, you were kind of allergic,
weren't you?
I was a bit nervy, yeah. But now I'm excited.
Nervy, excited. Just announced big gig, Aviva next summer. Dermot Kennedy, This Is Better Days. You're listening to Spin.